fenced on both sides?
I guess so.
I'll check that then and see if other people have the same idea. But I've gotten that a couple of times before. Uh-huh. I think maybe that might have something to do with it. What about the road between the house and the barn on a farm? That would be a
driveway.
All right, from between the house and the barn. Mm-hmm. All right. What about the road out here that turns off the main road and comes up to the house?
Oh, it's just called the driveway.
All right. What about a road, I've asked you all that. In the, in town, you go into town and you walk on the
sidewalk.
All right. If you had a big plantation with a long tree-lined pathway leading up to the house, would you call that anything particular?
A path.
I'm thinking of where you would drive. I'm thinking of mostly is, would it be called anything different because it's, you know, with the big trees on both sides?
Driveway. There.
Okay. A path, when you think of a path, is that something you drive on or walk
No,
on?
You walk on.
You walk on the paths. If you're walking along a road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you do? Besides run. If you were very brave, what would you do?
I'd holler at him.
You would?
Say, get away, dog.
Would you throw anything?
I might throw a rock or a limb at him or something.
Did you ever hear anybody use the expression, I bet you did, chunk?
Yeah, I'll chunk at you. Sure.
Do they still use that? Or is it an old expression?
Well, it seems to be more of an old expression, I think.
Chunk. I hadn't heard that until, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, you knock on the door, nobody comes. So you say, oh, I guess he's not
at home.
All right. But someone else says, you better knock a little louder. I know he's...
Might be kind of deaf.
Or he's in the house. Yeah. He's what? He's...
Asleep or resting.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the house. Would you say in the house or to the house or...
Or you would say he's in the house. You know, people in New Orleans, if they're going to spend the night with you, they say, I'm going to come over and sleep by your house.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. You hear a lot.
I'm going to mention that to whoever does Louisiana.
Yeah. They have a lot of funny things.
Sleep by your house?
Yeah. Come over and sleep by your house. Ask them what they're doing. I'm not doing nothing.
Do you have any relatives in New Orleans?
I have a niece and a nephew. My nephew, he's an attorney, and my niece, she's a technician, and her husband is an eye specialist, and I have a sister-in-law in New Orleans.
Do you?
And I have a lot of friends down there.
I guess you get down there to see them.
Well, I haven't been down there too much since my husband died because, I don't know, I just hate to go away from home and leave your place.
Yes, that is
right. Yeah, you know, there's been an awful lot of stealing and stuff going on.
Has there?
Yeah. They just drive trucks up to people's houses. Is that taking that all in?
I know, but he hears it with me, so go on. It'd be kind of pleasant to remember.
They just drive a truck up and just take everybody's, take a whole house of furniture. That's happened several places around.
That's something. That's a shame. I hate to think about those kinds of things happening.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Mm. Oh, let's see now. We got to hear. Talking about putting milk in coffee, you'd say, well, some people like it milk and some...
Cream.
All right, or with... Some people like it...
Black.
All right, you ever call it anything special when you say black coffee? Any nickname you might have for black coffee?
I have heard people call it kava.
Which?
Kava. What else could you call it?